Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's Tuesday. I believe it's September 10th, and I'm not quite sure of that exactly, but you'll correct me as we go along on the show today. It is Travel Tuesday, and I'm excited. You know, we had a long weekend. I wonder how many people took advantage and did some traveling on this wonderful weekend, the last day of what's normally called the end of summer. End of summer, beginning of football season, a lot of great things occurring. A lot of people are traveling. They're traveling back to school, go to school. They're deciding to go on cruises. I had a guy call me. I met over last week at a reception, and, just gave him my card. Well, he called me back, and, he just wanted to know if I could see if I could put this package, this cruise on Oceanic Cruises and the Transatlantic Cruise. It was really kind of interesting. I wasn't solicited. I mean, I just always give people my Vortex and travel card because I want people to be able to sign up and book travel. But this guy called me, he had a couple questions, and he and his wife are experienced travelers for years. And he knows about almost every cruise line, favorite being Viking. It's one of my favorites. But this little cruiser, he just asked me to see if I could find out for him what it would cost. He went online, and it was going to cost him $12,000. And I went online with Vortex. And not only did I give him a cruise for $10,000, but I got free airfare to go from where he lives to Miami. I mean, and it took me all about 15 minutes of work. Now, I do book travel. That is what I'm in the travel business about. I mean, I don't ever, not going to turn it down, but I don't want to spend all my time doing travel like that every day because I like building an organization that lets lots of people book people and travel. And as a result, we're touching lives and improving the economy. Do you realize when you own a travel business how much you affect the economy?
Hello.
Because the restaurants and everything that come about. Hi, Derek. Good afternoon. What happens is that people are exposed to multiple businesses every time they decide to travel. And I have someone who introduced me to the travel business, and I'll tell you what, our life has never been the same, not just from a travel standpoint, but from our faith standpoint. I'm not shy to tell you that this gentleman has become a major, major mentor in my spiritual life because of the life he leads and has led and what he demonstrates as a leader. And we so appreciate he and his wife, Rick and Brenda Reese. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how's it going, Ryan? Wow, what a story. And it's not a fantasy.
No, I got it.
It's factual.
Let me just do. I have booking number is 02989.
Wow.
Now we just put that together. And, when he got the quote from Oceana, they said, well, we got this big sale on and you get free airline. I said, well, I probably can get that for you too. So I did. I mean, not only did I get that,
wow,
we got the $800 credit. You can use it for a beverage package so you can drink wine on the boat all the time and not be charged. He can use it for going on excursions, or he can use it just $800 of credit on the ship. Lots of free airfare.
That's amazing.
Now,
I was going to say, Ryan, one of the things that is so awesome about what you're saying and actually demonstrating and doing real time is the access that Surge has to the industry. People a lot of times will ask, well, do you guys have this? Do you guys have that? And we have whatever is in the industry. And I know I was booking a cruise one time for a family of four. The guy contacted me, kind of like what you're just saying here. He contacted me and said, hey, my daughter is a master researcher, and she found this great deal. Can you guys match that? And especially with all the amenities. I said, sure. And so I called up the concierge, and the concierge said, oh, yeah, definitely. In fact, let me pull that trip that they're looking at on the competitor's website. Let me pull that up. And so she pulls it up, and she books a cruise on the competitor's website. The same cruise. And she says, there you go. And so she gets the folks on the phone, you know, the family on the phone, and gets the credit card information, books that cruise. And she says, you know, Rick, we have access to everything. And what a lot of people don't know is that the industry meets at the top. And when you're talking about Surge 365 concierge and the travel agents, they have all the equipment that connects to everything in the entire world, like every other travel professional does. And except we're able to go through them, and they can do it for us and book that trip and call those hotels overseas. At this one gentleman, there was a strike in France, and he had booked a hotel, and he was going to fly out, and he realized that, well, you know, I can't get to the hotel because of the strike with the trains. And so he was trying to get the number to the hotel, and he couldn't. You know, that's like a mystery. You know, how do you find these numbers? And so he called the concierge, and they called up the hotel, canceled it for him. And the key is the access that we have. It's just amazing. And so hearing you say about the free flight and everything else and matching everything that everyone else has, that's just what we do.
Rick, can I point out one other thing that in this particular case really demonstrates what I call the difference in the open market and the integrity of Surge or Vortex 365. When we quote our prices, the tax or the local bed fees or the local taxes or in the fact of a cruise, there's port fees. Well, guess what? Our taxes. The cruise line, when you call up and you go online and you look at those fees, they don't include the port and tax fees. And so you can get a quote and end up having to surprise when you get your bill, have all these additional fees that you either didn't count on or you didn't pay for up front. Now, so that's the first thing. Out of the box, he said, I'm going to double check you. And I said, go ahead. You know, if he does, he does. And he doesn't, he doesn't. I don't lose anything. However, if he books it with me, Lynn and I are going to get 15,000 travel credits in our logged into our vault. Besides making
so awesome. That is amazing.
He did not get quoted the port fees and taxes. He got quoted the sale price. That's huge.
Wow.
When it comes down to dollars. So this isn't a trip to Cincinnati, Ohio. This is a transatlantic cruise on Oceania, one of the big, no, largest and expensive cruise lines there is. And we're talking a $12,000 booking. You know, I don't have a problem booking something like that for somebody.
Well, you know, Ron, Brenda and I took the transatlantic crossing when she completed the Princess Cruises Commodore training. And,
yeah.
And so Brenda takes this free training online. And, of course, Princess, they want you to take their training, but you don't have access to the industry travel training, you know, unless you're part of the industry. And through Surge 365, it has the host travel agency, and where you have access to all the training. And I know you know this because you do it all the time. And so Brenda completes this Princess training, and once she completed it, they give you, now they want you to experience the product. And so they open up and give you a free cruise for two, and I'm the bag carrier, anywhere they cruise. And so it just so happened, because normally these cruises are like gobbled up, you know, immediately. But it just so happened with the timing of Brenda looking, she found a 15-day Western Europe cruise that left out of Fort Lauderdale, Azores, Portugal, Spain, Paris, London, and ended up in Stonehenge. And so we got so excited that we're like, yeah, book it. And so we booked it. Now, it was an inside cabin, so we said, let's pay the little extra to upgrade to the balcony. once you've done the balcony, you can't go inside cabin anymore. And but we got the balcony. And so, Ron, we're just out there 8 days to cross the Atlantic. Now, you're a cruiser. We didn't have to do anything. Normally, you've got the ports that are back-to-back, and you're running, you're rushing. You're that. 8 days to cross the Atlantic, and we're just relaxing. And I'm taking ballroom dancing and, you know, all these different classes. And of course, we're eating and just having a fun old time. We found a little disco that people were going to. And so we're going to the little disco, and we're dancing. We're just having a great time. And, of course, we get to the Azores. We get to Portugal, Spain, Paris. We spend that time in Paris. Now, I had a decision to make in Paris. I could either go to, because it was like a day excursion, I could either go to Normandy or I could go to Paris. And I should say, Brenda could either go to Normandy, which, by the way, was my choice, or go to Paris. Mm-hmm. And you know what we did, right?
Yeah, I know.
And it was okay, because we'll be back to go to Normandy. And but we, you know, we just had a great time. We were there in England, in London, and just enjoying ourselves, Stonehenge, and just enjoying ourselves. So it was a free cruise by completing the training. Many of the vendors, of course, once you take their training online, they want you to experience the product, and whether it be Legoland or SeaWorld. And so in our excitement of booking it, because, like, yeah, this is great, we said, you know, I wonder if that comes back to the States. I don't see a return trip. I don't see a return trip to the States. And we're like, oh, it doesn't sell back. And so we said, okay, well, it's all good. You know, we're in business for ourselves, and our time is ours. And so we said, well, since we're over here in Europe, you know, let's catch a flight over to Germany. And I'm military, and so we were going to try to catch a military hop. And it's just, you know, we were there at in England, in London, and we're on a military base, and we were trying to catch a military hop. And we said, okay, you know, we can't, you know, one's not coming up that would fly us from London or this military base to a military base in Germany. And so we finally ended up taking the commercial flight. And the commercial flight went through Belgium. And so we're there at the airport in Belgium, which is like a mega mall. It's a mega mall. And I'm loading up on Belgian chocolate and all different flavors and types. And, oh, my gosh, and I'm just loading up. And so we bought all this Belgian chocolate, and we just spent all that time. We had a layover. All this time in the airport, just enjoying the food and just having a great time. And then we flew into Frankfurt, Germany. And so we were going to one of the military bases, Ramstein, which was about an hour south of Frankfurt. And so we're like, okay, we need to catch a train. We had never, you know, been on the train system in Germany, but it's a very efficient system. And so we go down there, and everybody's moving and running, and that, you know, it's like, okay. And they have to, of course, the little machines where you can get your tickets, your train tickets. And we're trying to figure it out. Like, oh my God. So this guy comes up to us and says, hey, where are you guys going? We're trying to get to Ramstein. And he goes, da 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 da, and prints out the ticket. The train was leaving like in 10 minutes. And so we were able to get on the train, get our luggage, and of course, you know, the bikes are pretty big there, so they have a whole space for bikes. And we're like, okay, where am I going to put this luggage? And so I put it in, you know, the space for the bikes, and people are looking at me like, you know, you're taking up space that normally goes to bikes. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, what can we say? And so we're going south, and we're passing cities like Frankenstein. And like, wow. So we finally get to Ramstein, and it's like one of those scenes from a movie. We get off the train. Train leaves, nobody's around. We're like the only ones there standing with our bags. Like, okay, we're from here. And so we're really just blessed. My timing is always perfect. So we look across, and there's a taxi stand. And one guy out there just cleaning his taxi, like, let's go talk to him. And so we have to walk all the way up and around from the tracks and all the way down to this little taxi stand. And he says, we asked him, well, hey, can you get on base? We're going to Ramstein. I said, oh, yeah, I take people there all the time. He says, hey, jump right on in. Man, my timing, Ron, is always perfect. And so we jump in, and he takes us to Ramstein. And I didn't even book anything, accommodations at the Ramstein Inn, because they said they were booked up. And they had sent me an email back. I had sent them an email saying, hey, we're coming. And the good thing I didn't see it, but because they sent me an email back saying, we're booked up, don't come. And so we show up there, and they're at the desk at the Ramstein Inn, and we're like, yeah, we need a place to stay for a week. We're going to be here for a week. And he says, oh, yeah, right here. Okay, and they give us this temporary lodging facility that probably could hold a family of three. And they said, well, you know, it's for pets, pet friendly. Do you mind that? Oh, no, not at all. And so we're staying in this huge temporary lodging facility and just enjoying ourselves, plenty of room. And so we go to one of the spaces where they have all the different excursions, you know, for the military folks. And so we find this Rhine River Castle Cruise, Rhine River Cruise, and where they also have tours of the castles. And we take that run. We had such a great time. We were like, there were like maybe 15 people on this ship cruising the Rhine. And Brenda's sitting out there, and we've got our little Coco, and she's just sitting with her headphones on, and we're seeing the medieval castles going by, and she's just chilling. I'm looking at her just chilling. And it was one of those moments that you have when you're on vacation. I don't care where you are. This just happened to be here. But when you're on vacation and you feel total bliss, you feel that total freedom, that wow, you know, I don't have a care in the world. I'm looking at something that is historical for me, and we're just looking at the castles and just cruising the Rhine. They brought lunch out for us, and we just had a great time. We actually won a clock at a raffle, where we won the raffle and won one of those clocks, from the
Black
Bavarian
forest,
the Black Forest, and we just had a great time. Then we get off the cruise, and so they bus us over to one of the castles, and we tour the castle, and it's kind of rainy out, but it's not rainy. It just looks really just gloomy, and we're in the castle, and it just sets the whole. So I climb up to the tower. I'm up in the tower overlooking, you know, the Rhine River, and I'm like, hey, bring me my longbow. I'm like flashing back to the medieval times here, and so we do that tour and the cruise. And we get back to our place, and, you know, we're just totally, for a week, we're just relaxing and visiting different things. And, of course, I've got my Belgian chocolate.
And lit tractor factory on the Rhine crew.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out how to get home, you know, because we took a commercial flight.
No problem.
I'm like, okay, now how am I going to get home? I'm on a military base. We could catch a commercial flight, but it'd be great to catch a military flight. And so we go to the airport there on base, and we're talking to the guy behind the counter, and we're asking, do you have any flights going back to the States? He says, yeah, I got a couple. He says, I've got one that's an old aircraft that I don't recommend you take. And then I have another one, modern aircraft, commercial aircraft. And you've got some returning soldiers who have been, you know, stationed and are now coming home. And he said, I recommend you take that one because they're going to get first-class treatment because of their service. And I said, sure. And it left like, you know, early, old dark 30 in the morning. And we're like, sure. And so I'm feeling good now because we've got a way to get home. And so we catch that flight, and they treated these soldiers so good. I almost felt embarrassed to be on with them. And so we land into Baltimore, we land into Baltimore, they have this whole crowd out there for these returning soldiers. And so I said, Brenda, let's just wait. Let's just wait and let them get their, you know, their glory. They served, and now, you know, they're getting welcomed. And they had school kids out there with, you know, these crayon cards and all kinds of things. And so we're hearing this roar when they go out. So Brenda, let's wait. They're still there. And so we wait, I'd say maybe 45 minutes to an hour. And it's all quiet. I say, okay, let's sneak out now. Man, I tell you, Ron, we come out. The crowd is still there.
Wow.
Kids are running up to me and handing me, you know, cards. Even though I did retire, I didn't receive that kind of, you know, thing when I retired. So I was like, okay,
right.
okay. I'm not going to say anything. And but man, I tell
qualified. You.
You
were qualified for that reception.
I was, but, you know, I wanted to just push it off to the soldiers there that were active. So, but anyhow, yeah, so we made it back home, and I'm like, yes. And then we called up, and some folks in Colorado, they said, well, Rick, it's snowing here. It's snowing in Colorado. Just like Buffalo. I said, let's take up, Brenda, let's jump on a military flight down to Charleston and at the BWI. Actually, we had to get over to Andrews Air Force Base. We taxi over there at Andrews Air Force Base. We catch a military flight down to Charleston. And they actually let me sit in the navigator's seat for this flight. And I'm like, oh, my Lord, I'm just on 7th Heaven. Oh, wow, this is so cool. We get down to Charleston. We stay there for a week. Then we finally catch a flight, a commercial flight, back to Colorado. And snow's all melted. But that's what we do.
You were gone for a month. I remember I was trying to reach you, and you were in Colorado.
We weren't gone for a month. We were only gone for 5 weeks. And we went 5 weeks. But you know what, though? And that's why I appreciate you and Linda just jumping right into this thing and taking advantage of all the things that it has to offer you, you know, all the travel, helping people, I mean, all the stuff, the food, you know, the all-you-can-eat cream of wheat, all of it, you know, and because it gives you and affords you time freedom and financial freedom. And so that's what this is all about. But hearing your stories, Ron, it's amazing how it stirs up. I know everybody that's listening to me, they can think of that time when they were on vacation. And, of course, Surge is all about healing nations with vacations. And such appropriate time as we are in right now.
But we're trying to cash in our vacation. We have a vacation. We're stacking them up. We're getting like you and Brenda. We've had a business in operation for a year. And, of course, Healing America, Healing Nation with Vacation. Well, we've earned a vacation. So right now I've got a certificate coming, working with Marlo at the corporate headquarters, and we're getting this week, they're sending out our certificate for a vacation that we're going to tack on to our Disney vacation, and a week from Saturday we'll be in Orlando, and I'm going to spend, after we're done there, we're spending some time with artists and some other folks from down in the Hope Collection in the Florida area, and then we're staying at the resort. And that's the paid vacation. And then we got terrible the problem, Rick. I got another one. We qualified for one this year. Just qualified. So now.
Oh boy.
And then we're going to Punta Cana in January. My wife, she used to complain because she had all this extra time that she had. You know, she gets a lot of vacations. She's been working for a law firm for a while. And she said, what are we going to do with all these vacation days? So she doesn't say that anymore. I don't know if I'm going to have enough vacation days. I said, well, honey, just wait. Things keep going with our building our organization. You're going to have vacation days stacked on every day.
Let me ask you a question.
For. Yeah.
How do you explain... Or do you? How do you explain a good thing to someone? How do you explain? Because what you're talking about, totally amazing. you know, a 7-day vacation that's included in being a member for 12 months of Surge 365. They give you a 7-day vacation stay. And the reason they do is to make sure that all of our members take that annual vacation. Americans don't take vacations for whatever reason. And so if you're a member of Surge 365, we want to make sure that you take that vacation. And it's a good deal. You've got the Vortex. Give out that free link. People can book on the Vortex. They save. You earn when they save. 60% of whatever they save. They save $100, you make 60. I mean, it's just a good deal. You've got the membership. I was showing it to someone the other day, and we were looking and comparing prices to the public price in the membership, and they save a ton of money. We were looking at Vegas. And for these hotels, they were saving $300 to $700 over the current price, you know, at these hotels in Vegas. And we're also looking at Orlando. And then you have the travel agency, and I was showing them the special needs travel, special needs at sea certifications that you could take. And this one lady was telling me that, Rick, we just got back from Yellowstone, and my dad wanted to go, and we couldn't take him because of different issues of him being able to walk. And she says, when I got there, I saw all these little motor scooters. I says, yeah, with the special needs certification, you have access to a company that would have rented you that motor scooter for your dad. I mean, this company, you know, they rent out oxygen and the motor scooters and wheelchairs where you could have it delivered to any destination in the world and earn a commission fee on that equipment rental. He said, really? I said, yeah. And the certification is free.
You want to hear something funny? Linda Offerhill did that. We're leaving next Saturday morning, 18th, for Orlando. When I get there, we have the Mickey Express. After January, I guess they're going to deal away with it, but I think they'll get, by demand, they'll have it back. But we get from the airport, they give it, I got a wristband, Spider-Man, or a marathon man here, and we get on a transport, and they take us right to our hotel room. It is on the property. And when I get there, I got a little mobile three-wheeler cart, a 12-powered cart, that I don't even have to go. I don't have to walk a mile to get into Disney to get it. It's at the desk at my hotel at Disney. They're delivering it.
Amazing.
It up. I just got off the phone. I just did that an hour ago.
Wow.
And I was saying earlier, Rick, as we first started the call, how we're impacting when we travel, we're one person or two people, Lynn and I, we're impacting the economy. How significant is the more people that book travel for more people, how much kind of in terms of hotels, restaurants, food, the distribution of the food to get to the restaurants or the cruise ship, how about the cruise ships and all the people that work on the cruise ships and all the support and the officers, they have to run, and they have families, and they got to live someplace. Then you got the port where you're going to, and they live there, and then they got transportation. They park there. When they weren't doing that because we had politicians that chose to close our country down, they put all those people in the street. And what we're doing is we're affecting the world and restoring joy and prosperity to the world by what we do. That is significant. And I'm proud to be part of that part of what it is in terms of building the Seven Mountains for the Lord's kingdom. We're not doing it for the heathens. We're doing it for the Lord.
You know, people really don't understand that. And the World Travel and Tourism Council made a statement, and they said that travel is the key to economic recovery worldwide. You know, once we get over the whole COVID pandemic and it's been combated, and that will be the key largest industry on the planet, a key to global recovery. And I mean, and you're absolutely right with the Better World Changers and the Marketplace Ministry. You know, we need money in the kingdom. We need money for kingdom building, and that's one of our charges with Better World Changers and then the Marketplace Ministry. Because we're looking at those businesses, and not just travel, But those businesses that are in the marketplace, wealth is transferred from the marketplace, not the workplace, the little dollars from the workplace. No, we're going into the marketplace and with those businesses, respective businesses, and saying, hey, church, identify those business owners in your church. Hey, anybody out there own a business? Raise your hand. People raise your hand all over the church. Oh, I didn't know that, pastor will say. And come forward. Come forward. Come to the front. Okay, everybody in the church, stretch your hands toward these people so that we can pray their prosperity and that we can launch them out that front door into the marketplace to be successful in the marketplace. That's what they did, you know, back in the old days there, you know, for Philip, you know, to anoint him and seven other folks to go out, you know, Stephen, to go out into the marketplace. And they laid hands on them. The apostles laid hands on them and anointed them to be prosperous. That freed the apostles up to focus on soul winning. And Stephen and six others went out into the market space and food distribution, make sure the widows were fed and prospered. Well, we're doing the same thing now with that same charge. Go out into the marketplace with the backing and the anointing of the church, working with those pastors to go out there and to slay those giants and to bring back those luscious grapes into the church, into the kingdom, and transfer wealth. Now, the cool thing about it, of course, in the travel industry, and Ron, you say it better than anybody I've ever said and heard, including myself, the stewardship and responsibility of the Vortex tapping into the online booking industry, which in 2019 was $762 billion. And they're projecting in 2022 that online booking industry to grow to $1,091 billion. And the Vortex having total access to that market space. Move aside Expedia, move aside Priceline. In the church, this is just stewardship. You know, people are, you know, paying offering online. You know, like you said, even in our church, they stop passing the bucket.
Yeah. So
it's stewardship.
Now it's cool, Rick. It's cool to do your offering online. Well, that's all we're doing is allowing people to designate. See, it's choosing to support God's kingdom directly, and people don't see it. They're spending the money anyways, but when they spend it outside of using Surge or Vortex, what they're not doing is designating the money to go into their offering plate or their favorite nonprofit. We have a new nonprofit that's going. Well, I think it's going to go viral. It's called GRS, Golden Rule Society. And Golden Rule Society Travel is now going to be on not only their website, but it's also going a couple other places and YouTube, and they're going to be promoting people to take advantage of the new benefit travel package. And they'll save lots of money, but more importantly, they're going to be able to designate money directly to their favorite charity or Golden Rule Society itself. And that is going to provide a cash stream that they've never had.
Very powerful.
And very, very powerful. And that's going operational. I'm actually working a webmaster in Yugoslavia. Don't ask me. I don't know. That's Len Kane's buddy from Yugoslavia. Has been running his website for years, and so now we're putting. I have his advertisement right here on my right there on my tray table, and I have the promotion that says, "Look, you know, take advantage of the new benefit that Golden Rule Society is delivering to you." And it's so simple. Click here, and it'll say myvortex365.com/GRSTravel. And when someone does that, they register, and now they're going to be able to take advantage of all the travel and other areas, travel, car rental, air. I mean, the only areas that they're going to take advantage of, they're going to get benefits from, cash stream going back to support the Golden Rule Society. And at the click of a button. And then signing up like a library card. That's how I describe it. And now that's going to provide that cash stream. Well, I'm meeting with my senior pastor 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock on Thursday. And guess what I'm presenting at 4 o'clock on Thursday, Rick?
Awesome. A fundraiser, an opportunity.
That's right. A way to support the church. And every Sunday morning, one of the assistant pastors gets up in front of the congregation and talks about how our church supports itself and doing a very good job of it, and they are, by utilizing either online, directing money to it, and you still can, they don't have an offering plate anymore, but they get a box that they put in the back of the church. And so we're making it so that we're going to take people that in that church are spending money in travel, in car rides, in hotel. You don't necessarily think I go right to a hotel. A lot of people don't consider that travel, but it is. And that hotel money represents a real good chunk of money that can come back to support the mission work of the church.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm so proud that you introduced that to me.
Well, yeah, I'm so proud that you understood it, because I talked to quite a few people about it, and it goes over the head. And even the company surge, I've been really, I was telling someone the other day, I've been at this for probably 15 years, seeing how travel can support and the commission that's paid can support ministry. And, of course, the Vortex came about in 2015, and I went, yes. This is even easier than, the YTB commission there. And but with the Vortex,
It is.
It's like, hey, give out this free link, and it's tapping into the same market space, same Marriott hotel. We're just doing something different with the profit that Expedia keeps, 100%, that makes them $98 billion in 2019. We're saying, no, let's take that profit paid by the Marriott, paid by the vendor to whomever, to Surge. Let's take that profit and pass on a savings through the Vortex of up to 60%. So that person that's booking through this free complimentary link has a nice smile on their face. Saving money. And the owner of the Vortex, let's take that, divvy up this profit. And see, Ron, I tell you, that is something that I try to make people aware of, the fact that you even have access, that Surge even has access to a profit in this system here, online booking, where we can say, move aside Expedia, move aside Travelocity, Priceline, here's what we're going to do with this profit. Pass on a savings up to 60%, and then pay the owner of the Vortex 60% of whatever is saved. The other day we got a check for $62. Doesn't sound like much, but in looking at that, someone saved over $100 on whatever hotel they were booking, resort they were booking, and the company paid us $62. Multiply that out by a congregation. Multiply that out by a school population, student families. Multiply that out by a business looking to turn travel expenses, into resources. Multiply that out by a nonprofit that says, hey, because you are a member of this nonprofit, here's a free link that's going to save you on your travel. Oh, by the way, as 7.7 billion people who were locked down are now free to travel, free to roam, and get them that link, get them your Vortex link. Imagine 7.7 billion people having the Vortex link from your church from this Thursday and say, hey, intentionally, we're going to book through this link because we know where that profit's going. It's supporting the cause that we believe in. And we're getting a savings. The pastor gives some shock treatment to the parishioners. Hey, I know you guys are going on vacation with church money. Instead of tithing, instead of paying that offering, I know that when you're gone for this these 2 weeks, you're not going to be paying offering. Well, here's how you do it. Here's how, not only can you get the savings, but here's how you can continue to pay your offerings and support, you know, the cause of our
church. Can I share something? Can I share something else that this weekend started happening? Expedia is admitting they own everybody. They're running commercials that said, when you book with Expedia or our other family of travel suppliers, and they show all the logos of hotels.com and all the other companies that are advertising on the internet, they're listing them all as their family of companies. They're admitting right up front that you're buying from the same company when you order from them.
Expedia and Priceline own all the other companies.
Yeah, and now they're just admitting to it.
It's a duopoly, because anything in the public space has to honor what they call parity in the public space. You know, it used to be that you could research and find a lower price. Well, Expedia and Priceline have gobbled, and you can't blame them. It's business. They've gobbled up all the other companies, and it's a duopoly. And anything in the public space has to honor the price, the public price that they set. That's called parity. And it's business. Now, the neat thing about Surge is that we're saying, no, we have the Vortex. And like you said, people can sign up like a library card. And when they sign up for their own personal travel portal, it takes it out of the market space or the open system and brings it to a closed system that allows us now to pass on our savings. Expedia spends a ton of money on advertising. We don't have to spend that money on advertising. We say, no, it's more important to pay the people, you know, than to pay these advertisers. No, let's pay the people. And, of course, word of mouth just goes and goes and goes. And the great thing about it, even if you didn't tell a soul, you just use it yourself. You know, so you don't have to. You're not forced to tell anyone. But, yeah, it's a duopoly. But that's how we're able to get around having to follow the price that's set by Expedia and Priceline. Now it's a closed system, a closed-door system, where we can pass on our savings. And it's really interesting, especially now, because of the pandemic and because of what happened to travel, where it just really just went downhill over the last couple of years, and now it's roaring up, is that they're trying to recoup their prices, their loss. You know, and so you see the prices are like jacked up. Then you have, here comes Surge saying, no, we're going to ride whatever increase you have, whatever jacked up price, we're going to show relative lower than that. You know, that's why even like for the holiday seasons, we stay pretty much steady when they jack the prices up for holiday season. They jack the prices up because of the losses from COVID, you know, and the pandemic. They jack the prices up. And here comes Surge just cruising right along, you know, and because we're able to tap into that global system. And so somebody in China gets your church's Vortex link, not even coming to the United States, China to England. And, of course, it's an international site, so it converts into Mandarin Chinese, and, you know, so they can book, you know, in their language, pay in their currency, save in their currency. That savings, 60% of that savings, and they're not even coming to the States, Ron, finds its way to Buffalo, New York, to the church that you're talking to on Thursday, your church. That's huge when you have the ability to. And so that's why in Marketplace Ministry, we're saying the industry is $762 billion. Is it possible to bring people together that have a shared vision, saying, hey, we want to build a bigger church, or we want to build a pantry that the community can come in and share and get their foods and different services? You know, we want to do this, we want to do that. And those people that have a shared vision, all saying, working as one, here's the link I'm booking through for my travel. it not only saves me up to 60%, but I'm supporting a cause that I believe in. To me, that just makes sense. Is it possible for us to take significant market share? We call it the ultimate fundraiser. So think about this. Okay, a nonprofit, 80,000 members. Okay, no, we'll no lower than that. A ministry, 1,500 members. And if we say that if just 20% of the 1,500 took one vacation, and saved $50, you know, $50 generated coming back to that organization because of the vortex, that's $9,000 that comes back that has been rescued from the duopoly.
And you know what?
So you can't fault them.
Rick, let me put that in another perspective. That $9,000 would pay 10 people to go to Guatemala from Buffalo, New York for 10 days, or 7 days. On a mission trip, pay the whole cost.
Amazing. And then working through you, you know, working with Delta Airlines, you know, you've got the major deal there because you know the office to go through. So that
we got layaway. We got ticket layaway.
Ticket layaway. Oh, my Lord.
You know, then you add
Ron,
into that.
Ron, what's ticket layaway?
That means you can place your order, reserve your trip in June, and not pay for it until January.
Wow. Who knew?
I didn't. I learned it. I learned how to utilize services and ask questions and became experienced in it. You know, another little trick we learned along the way is one time we got to the airport with a group of people in the middle of a snowstorm in January. The snowplows weren't even going out, but this plane was going to leave for Guatemala. And two of the people, well, one of them, the gal, got adopted by the pastor. So her name changed. She now went by her pastor, her new dad, his name. Well, her passport had her unadopted name on it. Well, then one of the other persons that was going on the trip, his name was spelled Jeffrey, R-E-Y, and he had Jeffrey, R-Y. To reserve an air flag and expect to get on the airplane if your passport and your ticket don't match 100%. Well, guess what? On that day of that at 3 o'clock in the morning, guess what happened in that? I'll just answer the guess what happened is everybody got on the plane, and then the experienced travel person at the airport showed me how if we put the people on standby flight, we could get them on the airplane and they could go on the mission trip. That was called inside manipulation because legally, standard process, order process, Rick, you don't have your name the same as your passport on your airplane ticket. You're not flying. You're staying home. Well, that was just one of the experiences through what we've learned on how to handle situations in the airport under distress. And I assure you, I was under distress because they counted on me.
I bet you were.
These people counted on me that I knew the ins and outs of how to make things happen. And when you book someone in travel, maybe some people don't want to take that on. I can't see not doing it because I believe what they were doing is so important to the lives of the children they were going to. How about the fact that we found this company that produces a sandal made out of leather and rubber that expands 5 shoe sizes. And so now you got a child that can get a shoe and can run through the jungles and the backwoods and everything else in these foreign countries where there's snakes and spiders and diseases and poisonous plants. and they can protect their feet and not get sick and live lives in illness and dying. See, that's the power of travel and being able to help and work this at the marketplace with the services that Marketplace Ministries bring to the table. That's why I'm honored and humbled to be a part of the organization that you created for us, Rick.
And well, you know, one of the things that you were saying, that you were able to find a way to ship those sandals, and you said like a skid of peanut butter for free, that would have cost the organization.
Yeah, well, that's just it. We were, because of another program called, well, actually, that's how we got the shoes to Guatemala also. They have a baggage waiver program. And baggage waiver just means that they decide that this amount of product, or they know how much it is and what size box it's in or what suitcase it's in, they don't have to charge you to put it on the plane. So a skid of peanut butter weighs a pound a can, and there's 12 cans, jars, in a case. So you got 12 times 144, let's say 10 times 144, that's 1,000 pounds. To fly that from Buffalo, New York to Guatemala, minimal, just for the weight cost, is over $2,500.
Mm.
Well, because of the baggage waiver that we know about and we can line up with the trip, the mission trip. By the way, they don't do this for anybody. I mean, you know, Joe Schmo shipping something to South America ain't going to happen. But when you're a mission trip, they create special incentives to help. That's their outreach, their mission as a company, Delta. And so now we make that available to that church, that organization, Rick, to be able to do all that. They would have had to raise, between the shoes and the peanut butter, they would have had to raise $4,000 in freight.
How about that?
Just to get it there. Let me say this. It wouldn't have happened. It just would not have happened, because that's a lot of money to raise, and especially in these times. If you go around and ask any organization first that you go, and they're begging for money. I mean, they're begging. They need money. The giving is so – well, the idea of giving is down in the country anyways. It's what can I get? That's been promoted to such a high level. And so today was – by the way, today was a monumental day. Did you know that all the freebie stay at home and get paid not to work money ended today?
Right, right. And so people are looking.
Yeah, yeah.
For something.
And so that's what we're doing. So
you know, one
very,
of the things that that I appreciate, you know, you understanding and actually you being able to explain it and to articulate it the way you do, you know, we need to put you on the road. Roadshow, Ron and Linda. But looking at that as a church program specifically and sharing Surge 365 as an opportunity and being able to talk to churches and being able to talk to organizations and nonprofits and schools and businesses and even individuals, and like you just shared, you know, with us, and say, okay, if you are a church, you have a missions program. I mean, think about all the mission programs out there. Okay, here's what Surge will provide you. Okay, you've got the Vortex, which will be a fundraiser that runs behind the scenes. You know, taps into the travel industry, online booking. Give it out to your congregation. Don't have to manage it. They register, or they create just like a sign-up for a library card. And they sign up. They have their own personal travel portal that when they want to book, whenever they want to book, whatever they want to book, they can book it. You don't have to manage it. They save up to 60%. 60% of what they save comes back to the church. Passive. It's just passive. You don't have to manage it. And not only the money comes back, but reward credits. For every dollar they spend, 3 reward credits come back. And so now you've got corporate-level money for the church. You've got corporate-level reward credits that spend like money for the church, the Vortex. The travel agency, like you just said, gives them access. And they're not in it by themselves. You got up 3 o'clock in the morning to be with these folks that was leaving on the missions trip for Guatemala. And the two people, I mean, if you weren't there, they wouldn't have got on. And it would have been like, oh, my gosh, major disaster. But you were able to do your affiliation as a travel professional. You know, that agent worked with you to understand that on standby, we put these people on standby, we can get them on a plane, even though their passport and tickets mismatched, insider information. The baggage waiver that would have cost them like $4,000 that the Delta waived. Who even knows about that? And then, of course, the ticket layaway where they paid so much down in June, didn't have to pay the rest until like a month before the trip in January, February. And the next year, who even knew you could do a ticket waiver? But that's the travel agency, and that's just a fraction of the access that you took advantage of. But we have access to everything as a travel agent. And then the membership, you know, the lowest rates, lowest wholesale rates to travel. That church saying, okay, I've got members, staff members who are going here, who are going there, they're going to conventions, they're traveling all over the place. You know, you can put up to four people on that membership. Okay, let's put the pastor and the secretary, number one. The pastor and the pastor's wife, number one, and then let's rotate the other two to people who are going to be traveling. You know, you can put a name in, take a name out, put a name in, take it just for that specific trip. Why? Because now the church is saving a ton of money, you know, on church travel because you're going through that membership that's owned by the church. And so now you've got those three major programs, travel programs working. And because the pastor has been working so very, very hard, you got that 7-day vacation stay annual. I think it would be fitting. Fitting like down the south, like down. I think it would be fitting to let that pastor and the pastor's wife take that 7-day vacation, you know, that planned annual vacation.
Rick, I wonder how many churches actually ever send their pastor on a vacation, not just a paid vacation. We're not just sending them on a vacation. It's paid. They don't have to go up to the desk and say, well, I want to stay in this room. Can you give me a single? Because I don't know. You know, I'm paying a lot of money. He doesn't have to go there with his tail between his legs. He can probably step up to the counter and say, I'm Reverend so-and-so, and they'll book him right in. You know, that is so powerful.
That is so powerful. They're not begging. In before the congregation, I just want you guys to please donate for my wife and I, because you've been working us like a mule and all year long. Please, will you send us on vacation? No, it's already scheduled in the program. You're going to Puerto Vallarta. You're going to Cancun. You're going to right down the street even resort. And already in the program that you will. No, now the congregation is saying, no, Pastor, we know that we're really stressing you out all year long. You are taking this vacation, and it's part of that Surge 365 membership.
Well, let me add one more piece of the pie, Rick. That pastor, that church board, if they notice that they have one or more people that are looking for a career, and they may even be landlocked. They may not have a lot of transportation. Start, get full training, become a travel agent, work from their desk in their living room, and be able to create an income to buy a car. Or if they build an organization, they'll get a car paid for free.
That's amazing. You know, in fact, while we close this up, yeah, that was one of the things that was part of a vision that I had, where the church has a computer center. And the people that want to shift into a career as a travel professional and take all the different trainings based on what their passion is without having to ask permission from any industry, because now that church umbrella is the travel agency. And they can raise up travel agents within the church and actually launch people into a career that choose. That's huge. And have a computer center that they can come in and register for the Vortex. They can come in and take any training. They can do that Princess training that Brenda took and take that transatlantic cruise if they want. or local, you know, cruise, domestic type cruise, you know,
Rick,
going to the Caribbean or something.
Cancun. Rick, I believe in Cancun that you and I are going to be able to stand on that stage and make a presentation to all the leaders of how they're missing a whole part of how they can make a difference in God's kingdom to the travel industry using funding by travel.
It's funny you say that because I've been preaching, quote unquote, preaching this to the company. And but it's only received by those who, like yourself and others that are listening to us, that have vision. Because it's associated and tied to the vision.
We'll talk some more about that because I think it has value that is without sacrificing. And some people may consider building a team or helping put together a nonprofit church organization's cash stream. I think Coach would even say this is a high priority for it as an organization. And I think people might
Amen.
Have a different view. You have
Amen.
A wonderful day. God bless you. We'll talk more this week. And I know Len wants to talk to you together. When we get some time together, Len Kane wants to have a three-way with you and Gary and me. So we'll do that later this week, okay?
Perfect. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye now.